We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
That show started one place and went to some others, and here we are after that. Thank you to Mark Grody, Herb Howard, Craig Calcaterra, and David Ross for joining us today. Thanks to Nancy Armour for understanding how newsy it was and rescheduling. I think for Thursday we're going to have a chance.
Yeah,
to
I'm actually kind of looking forward to her thoughts on the Bears, too.
Yep.
As someone who covered the team for a really long time.
Yep, good job by Ryan Poles. Not so good a job by poor Matt Eberflus.
Oh, my Coachy McCoacherton.
Oh, he's just...
He comes out there.
He's overwhelmed.
Oh, dude, he's like, we had some youth teams here today. The youth teams. He led with that. He was so excited. And then
he wants to just do the football stuff.
Yeah.
He really wants to just be football Coachy McCoacherton.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't. By the way... Fantastic job today by Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz, Connor O'Donnell.
I thought that was for us.
Fantastic job.
What did we do?
By the guys like getting all of the relevant stuff that we needed, including sound that we needed from the Parkins and Spiegel show to help us push along what we were doing with Tim Anderson.
Oh, well, then they did do a great job.
So you didn't play the part of our show where we're breaking down me going, the Cubs, you didn't do that.
Did you guys enjoy the part of yesterday's show when you guys were doing two totally different shows at the beginning.
That's how it is sometimes.
That's our August.
That is exactly...
We like to call that August.
Where Speaks is like going through notes of baseball and Parkins is like, don't care.
Fine hand for Steele, who strikes out 10 in 4 2/3. The Cubs, right here, with a scoreless game against the Marlins at Wrigley Field, listening to The Score.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for finding that and playing that again.
Mike Rankin.
Wait, can we put that with the Ryan Poles' cut-up we did?
There was a moment of Poles today that was just an all-time.
Wait, there were moments of Poles from... What was it, 2 weeks ago that you guys were playing when he was talking
that's what
about
we were playing with.
Whether you had the agent or not? I was like,
that Cubs.
you'll have to. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, there's
all
stuff.
All right, Mike Rankin, I love it.
There's stuff in the pauses. It's funny, Grody yesterday playing the best of Tevin Jenkins from the other day for us as he was just kind of wrapping up.
It was a short segment.
Yeah, no, it's a good playlist on Spotify, though. Like, it's much more soulful than I would have expected. It's, you know,
does it involve him?
That's Tevin Campbell.
Oh.
It's different. Does it
involve placing the star at the top of the Christmas tree?
Yeah, he's got a song about that.
Okay, good.
Totally does. And he has another one called, You Got Skyscrapers? But no, he left all the pauses in. Grody left all the pauses in with Tevin Jenkins because
it was context.
Yes, because that man was a little broken the other day, but now he's like story number six in this town. It's a newsy couple of days.
A very newsy couple of days, man. Jason Hayward's done as a Cub.
Yep.
Tim Anderson, how big of a loss is it? He's been playing so badly. It's great. It isn't just the All-Star break or we looked it up yesterday.
It's June, July. You go back there.
Last 43 starts, so to May 25th, he has 5 extra base hits.
Yeah.
In 43 starts.
Jim Margulis broke it down this way.
Just saw it that way with Leury's slugging.
Leury and Tim Anderson equal the same slugging at .290 over the last 39 games.
Well, if Tim was just functioning as a slappy leadoff guy and getting on as much as he can, that would be wouldn't be a disaster to have him not have the slug, but he's not even doing that. And there have been mental errors and stuff like that. I wonder if his season is done, and it sure seems like it, if there's some relief with him, because he has not seemed to be a very happy and present ball player.
Something's been off. Clearly, yep. Something has been off this year. But do you think that, say, Andrelton Simmons gives you at least an elite defensive presence late in game? Oh, no. Oh, no. He might as well not have a bat.
It is watching BP with Ron Coomer has been some of the greatest baseball joys of my life. Him, like, just looking at Andrelton Simmons. Look at that. What is he doing? He's inside outing an outside pitch and stuff like that. Andrelton's just terrible. You don't need a defensive presence like that. Put Lenin Sosa out there. Let him freaking play.
I'm with you on this wholeheartedly.
Immediately.
But what this feels
Tony
this is
won't.
Going,
so yeah, we're right.
That's the issue.
I'm screaming into the breach. We've been screaming into the freaking breach. Logic dies at White Sox games.
Well, and that's what I think poisons so much of the conversation, too. What should happen? What will happen?
Absolutely.
Like, and they are just they don't intersect. Like, normally we can predict things and be like, these are option A, B, and maybe C that a team is considering. We have to do it with the White Sox. Is like, there's option A and B of what they should do, and then there's option C and D of what they will actually do that's available to them. Because Tony he pulls out of a different bucket.
You know the second wild card is in the National League? It's the Philadelphia Phillies, who've been playing great baseball for the most part since Joe Girardi got fired. It's like that woke their ass up, and that should have happened 6-7 weeks ago with Tony, but we know it's never going to happen.
Now do the Angels.
Well, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they're not a good enough team.
Right.
They're not a good enough batch of players.
They're going to waste the primes of the greatest baseball player of all time.
And Babe Ruth.
And maybe the greatest modern two-way player of all time.
Yeah, they're going to tear down around them. That's what they're doing right now.
So this was said to me at some point earlier in the show via my White Sox fan childhood friend group chat. I'm sure there have been some in our lifetime, but I cannot recall a less enjoyable season to be a White Sox fan.
2013.
13 is good because that's when everything got exposed.
Adam Dunn? And you said 16 off air.
Yeah.
So you just changed.
Which 13 was done?
Well, no, because Spiegs has said he was talking about like the jump from a good team to a bad team. So the 2012 team was in contention, then fell off a cliff. And then 2013.
2012 was the highlight of Robin Ventura's managerial career.
That wasn't Beckham.
That's when he wasn't Ozzie Guillen for 4 months. That was the best.
Right.
It was like, look at him. He's not Ozzie Guillen. This is working. And then the team fell apart in September. But no, because Lawrence, I said 2004 Cubs, which was so unbelievably unpleasant on the heels of 2003 when they got five outs away. So White Sox getting close, not as close as that Cubs team got, and then turning into this was my thought process with that.
Yeah, 63-99 in 2013.
Man.
This team isn't that bad. Like,
what makes it worse.
What makes it worse.
It's the proximity to quality.
Yes.
Right. Where the pain
which is
the
04
yes. Cubs thing. The 04 Cubs team, all of the expectations in the world, but part of that was it was like disappointment and very unlikable players.
Right. If only there was
and the fight with the broadcaster.
Analyst we could ask who was around for both of those seasons.
Right.
If only there was one who Kent Merker tried to beat up upstairs in the booth.
But the White Sox players are not as unlikable as the 04 Cubs players.
Big difference.
Like, it's Tony and the stuff around it, right?
And
it's
fair.
It's easier to hate a manager than hate your players.
Correct.
Which is why I think 04 was a particularly painful Cub experience, because you're like, I loved the players and now I hate the players.
And even the players that are playing poorly, you don't hate. Like, I like Leury. I just think that he's been
good. You're gonna get to see a lot of him. Enjoy.
I just think he's misused and overused.
So are there players that you've turned on? Are there players that White Sox fans have turned on? I'll tell you one.
Grandal
and Moncada.
And Grandal and Moncada also not bad guys. Like, not unlikable guys. Dan said it, and I think that his look at it is probably the best one, We don't like them because we don't respect them. That's the problem with the 2022 White Sox.
We don't respect the way they play. They offend your sensibilities.
Yeah, they don't play good. They don't play.
They don't play good.
Oh man,
good.
Who's the best yesterday?
Up nicely. Afternoons on the score.
No, but like you when you asked Stoney yesterday, like you know there was a while there where they were playing good baseball, and he's like, they weren't playing.
No. I said, are they playing better baseball or are they playing the same baseball but just slugging more?
I gotcha.
Yeah, because I mean,
he immediately said, yeah, they're not playing better baseball.
The Sunday game was the one that Andrew Vaughn hit the 3-run homer.
Yeah,
right. That was Sunday.
And Pollock blew up.
But then he like makes the mistake on not letting the ball go to the second baseman. He dives at a ball that he has no chance of really making a play on. And, they're up 6-1, and he's not, he's played so many different positions. And so you can see, it's like, well, he drove in 3 runs. That maybe cost them 1 base. Obviously, it's still a net positive. But in a 3-2 game against the Astros, that base runner matters. In that game against the Rangers, it's irrelevant.
When you're looking around the White Sox as a diamond and you're going, are there people here that I like? There's a lot.
A lot.
Like Johnny Cueto you like.
Oh, my God.
Lucas Giolito, even though he's struggling, like you like him.
Yeah, you
Jose
like
Abreu.
You like him. Absolutely.
Cease Eloy.
Lance Lynn.
Like him. Absolutely. Moncada, there's been obviously talk about his work ethic and stuff like that. I mean, I see a lot of fans turning on Moncada and people turning on Grandal a bit just because he's not bringing a lot in any facet.
The highest paid free agent in White Sox history,
but
correct?
I never got the sense that White Sox fans were all in on Grandal.
Like
to turn on him would suggest that at one point they were all in with him.
Well, I mean, he was doing stuff for them offensively.
OBP and power from the left side was present enough that people were happy.
And I think that a lot of White Sox fans were like, yeah, take your walks. Yeah, that seems like a good idea. The only person who wasn't was Stoney. And he was right. Stoney would say and has said and will continue to say about Grandal, his walks are less valuable. And the reason that his walks are less valuable is that you need 2 more hits probably to score him.
Mm.
That if we're talking about another player who's even close to being faster than Herb, they're going to score.
I thought you meant my dad for a second.
I mean,
my dad's still number one on my top 5 Herb rankings. I haven't done a top 5.
Rising up the ranks,
Herb
though.
Howard.
Matt Eberflus asking him if he could play wide receiver. Today.
That was her.
Well, he
played quarterback.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, but they were asking him about lack of receivers there. And he's like, I don't know. Can you play?
Where's Herb Washington, the former pinch running specialist?
You know, I don't have that on hand. I don't have that information right here, but I'll work on that.
Where is he?
Thanks for asking. I think he meant on your list.
Oh, yeah. You know, he didn't make it.
I meant literally, where is he? You mentioned your Herb rankings. I brought up a Herb.
Let me go to my.
I must have missed something.
Let me go to my Herb files.
No, your yes and was valid.
Okay.
What about herbs and spices?
Yeah,
can that make it onto the
list? Bitter herbs from the Passover Haggadah. Very high on the list. I'll find my herb rankings. Hang on.
Okay, yeah,
that's the thing. He actually
wrote
it out.
Is it in a Google Doc?
Mine are in my secret safe in my bedroom.
Are you serious that it's in a Google Doc?
No, it's in my Evernote. It's in there. I have my top 5 herbs in there. Of course. Hang on. Sorry.
Actually,
this is a good time to mention that you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey.
They actually broke into my safe and took all my Herb rankings. And it just shows you it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody.
What an awesome defense. You too can get raided
by the
government.
If there's suspicion that you committed a crime and there's probable cause as determined by a federal judge, this could happen to you
too. It's called equal under the law.
If this could happen to this person, it could happen to you when you might have committed a crime.
I had no idea.
What?
You know what's been really interesting about that whole thing? That before we get to the top 5 Herb list, it's real interesting how the police are the bad guys now.
That turned quickly.
That all of a sudden, the song Bleep the Police is now being played in very strange places.
Yeah, now that whole defund concept is finding new traction somewhere, is it not?
They definitely want to wear the name of that band on their shirts.
So Herb Lawrence made it into the top five of my all-time Herb rankings on his final day here at the Score.
Great, he should.
Yeah, Herb Score is number four, 33 years as a Cleveland Indians announcer.
Is Herb Alpert on there?
2 years as a dominant pitcher for Herb Score. Herb Alpert, number three.
Herb Adderley?
Herb Alpert, Adderley almost made it. Thanks, Dan.
Did you just go number three and hold up two fingers?
I might have. Herb Alpert, trumpet player and record label mogul. Number two, Herb Kent, the cool gent. Number two all-time, Herbie Baby. And Herb Spiegel.
Not Herbie the Love Bug.
So many options.
No Herbie Hancock.
No, make your own, guys.
Rock. No.
Make your own Herb rankings. These are mine. That's just how it works.
Shane, you're not going to?
No, I'm out on Herb rankings. I'm just going to criticize his stupid list.
Herb rankings is a cross-pollination of Herb Lawrence and Mike Rankin.
There you go.
Like I said, I don't have mine because they were taken out of my safe by the FBI.
That cross-pollination got me so high, by the way.
I wasn't supposed to leave work with them,
dude,
and I did.
I smoked some Herb rankings the other day. So many shows
Hell
going
of a
on.
Hybrid. They put it in pens now.
It's easier to bring on an airplane. Bring in a pen.
Not, unless you're in Russia.
All right. That's enough of that.
Yeah. Just Russia?
Just Russia.
That's enough of that.
It's Czechoslovakia.
Zip it.
We have lots of Russians.
I heard you said that we will get Ian Rappaport is going to join us at 3. Mark Potash, who tried to yell a question at Ryan Poles
as he walked off,
we're going to get him to ask the question.
Let me ask you guys if you have a thought on this. So in the polls from a few weeks ago that you played and you pulled that pause from, does he have an agent? Does he have representation? Is when one of the times he went, today he said the party. Roquan and his party. Mm-hmm. So what are we to make of that?
Maybe
a lawyer?
Maybe he's on the boat with a Bella Danger.
But he also talked about how difficult it is to have a player that's representing himself inside of there.
He didn't fight that when that was asked as a question, but he did say Roquan and his party.
I think, Dan and I were discussing this, I think the NFLPA has played a role in this.
Yes.
And I think that's a positive. But the other thing...
That's why you have a union.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly the reason... It's interesting the NFLPA over the last 24 hours has done two things. If they did do this thing with Roquan, that I think are significant steps forward. One, they do this thing with Roquan, and the other, they're kind of doing this with the Deshaun Watson thing.
They're Homer Simpsoning it into the hedge. Yep.
Like, we're just going to let this whole thing kind of play out before we start and figuring out, oh, wait, we didn't appeal the first thing, so he's definitely going to have to sit, but how are we supposed to protect him when it's gross? Back
into the beach, go. Yeah.
It's a hell of a thing for Ryan Poles. He hasn't had a win yet. Like, not on the field. Like, what's his best...
moment?
Accomplishment.
The drafting of the two DBs. That's his best moment.
Ugh.
He's drafted two starters. That's significant.
Well, but that's just because...
Because nobody better is here?
There's no one else on the roster. It's not like they beat out a veteran.
You're Danny Parkins. None of that stuff matters.
No. But it's not just about... But actions, man. He tried to sign Larry Ogunjobi. He failed the physical. He tried to get Ryan
Larry
Bates
Ogunjobi
to sign.
Is there at Steelers camp?
He's not just there at Steelers camp. He's having what they called superb reps.
Yep.
And he's like blowing the offensive line up. goat.
I'd say it's superb for somebody.
And it's like. You didn't even want to talk to him about making a different kind of deal than
that's
the one that blew
what
up.
I suggested.
I don't think Ogunjobi wanted to talk to them though.
Like, since they
gave him $26 million guaranteed and then they flunked him on the physical.
I think that there is still something on the physical that the Bears doctors have said no matter what.
I agree with you. Yeah. But Dan, just to be clear, I'm not saying like he hasn't had a great moment in front of a microphone. I'm saying what is his big football win?
I think it's Gordon and Brisker.
All right, I mean...
It's the hiring of Matt Eberflus.
I'm not going to say that.
I am not going to say that either.
I'm not
going
to say it unsarcastically.
Yeah.
How about the modernization of some infrastructure things?
Ooh, yeah.
I know. It's, hey, man.
Don't do that. That's the Ryan Pace stuff.
Well, okay, but...
Dan just...
infrastructure modernization.
This is what matters to him the most. It matters to him more than anything, installing his vision of what a football team can be under his watch, and it's bigger than Roquan Smith. It is bigger maybe than Justin Fields.
It's
we'll see what happens. It's
hop,
bigger than everything.
Hip,
here's hop. His chance. He doesn't mind if they suck for 2 or 3 years as they're getting as they're putting his vision together, as long as he has the trust of the family.
I think that it's totally okay for any Bears fan to look at this and agree with Danny and go, show me a win. But I think that you have two guys that are probably going to start for you for the next 5 years.
I like the Kyler Gordon pick. I still think Jaquan Brisker, even if he starts just where you drafted him based on where other better organizations drafted wide receivers in that range, higher positional value and bigger positional need to evaluate Justin Fields. I think Brisker has to be really damn good to justify his draft position.
I think he's going to.
I would like listeners to stop tweeting at me with pictures and stories about George Pickens being so damn good at Steelers camp and like trash talking Minkah Fitzpatrick
or Sky Moore in Kansas City, who they also love. And yeah, a lot of those guys that were right there are having very good camps. Very good camps early. It's early
for better teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, Pickens is catching balls from Mason Rudolph and
meanwhile,
Mitch Trubisky.
We're sitting around here hoping Tajae Sharpe stays healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to matter.
He's going to matter on Saturday.
No one knows who that is. No,
folks, that's a cast-off wide receiver who's probably third on the depth chart right now.
I like this texter. Did Dan just mention Bella Danger? Like, if you know the porn star but don't know the relationship to Roquan Smith, look that up. Some good pictures out there on the internet.
Not at work.
Not
at work.
Don't.
But if he knows who a Bella Danger is.
No, I'm saying to that texter.
Yeah.
Don't look that up at work.
She and Roquan are buddies.
We can look that up at work because it actually has something to do with what we do.
And we can do it because we're all signed in as Dan Bernstein.
Correct. Correct.
That's right.
So there was some merit there to all those score employees watching porn at work, I guess.
All right. Shane's out here settling scores. That is our ticket to leave. You guys, what are you doing today?
Ian Rappaport at 3, Joe Ostrowski at 3:40, Mark Potash at 4:40, what the action here of the Bears about Roquan Smith says about how Ryan Poles views him.
And Ruben Spiegel's Field of Dreams review.
Yes.
Because Craig Calcaterra can suck it.
Where are his Herb rankings?
I don't think you can say that.
I think I can.
I don't think you can sure? say that.
It's too late.
You already said it. Yeah. Spending $450 to bring his kid to the Field of Dreams game, who kind of likes baseball and had never seen the movie until last night.
It's about life experiences, kid.
For you.
And have the same nostalgia I have. We're having a catch right now. Have a catch.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're throwing it too hard, Daddy.
Have a catch.
Shut up.
Squeeze the glove. I'm the great Santini.
Have a good one, boys. We're Parkinson Spiegel. This is The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.